This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Carried into the zone by Josh Morrissey. Morrissey, Anderson, Nolan Connor shoots and scores, and he's got 40, and it's 4-0 Winnipeg.
Oh, that's Jets TV with the call. Stars lose 4-0 to Winnipeg, and with that loss, I mean, it's look. Let's face it. Now they know who they're going to play. They knew who they were going to play anyway for the most part. After they lost to Vancouver the other night, it was like kind of the writing was on the wall there. But they had to have last night's game. They are now losers of four straight. Other teams were on an 8-0 run against them. Brent Severin now joining us from Victory Plus, Pride of Alberta, Canada, our good friend. And we got you two times now before the playoffs. So that should be good, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys are doing great. Very proud of you guys. Thank you very much for having me again.
Yeah.
Sevy, we're listening to the feedback. We did a we did a show survey the other week. And yeah. there is, at least in our audience, there is a stronger desire right now for Stars talk over Mavs talk. The Mavs have put themselves down. There's a lot of excitement about this team, just not over the last couple games. The last couple games have been a little disappointing. Is the only thing.
Well, yeah, and also with Maverickland, it's a little different, right? There's a lot going on there that maybe has a little something to do with that. Judging by the game the other night against the Lakers, I think there are a few disappointed fans. But we as Stars fans, We will bring you over to the dark side if you want a little
there
bit
of
entertainment.
There we go.
No,
come
on down. It's the green side.
The
it's green that victory
side.
Green.
Victory green.
While we make that tie, I'm curious really quickly. That was obviously a big trade that shook up the Metroplex. If you were to think about that in hockey terms, the closest analogy we've been able to come up with what happened here with Luka was almost like the Gretzky trade to the Kings.
Oh, yeah.
That's the closest. Could you think of anything that would happen with the Stars that would be that monumental that would just have the fan base going, what in the world did you guys just do?
Not really. It would be Mike Modano at some point. Mike Modano went to Detroit. That was the same sort of deal, right? But that would happen with there. And I don't follow basketball a lot, but obviously when you read the clippings and see what's going on, that was quite the movement to move a guy like that at that time in his career. And even a guy like Mikko Rantanen, who we got from the Hurricanes that moved from the Colorado team, it was kind of the same deal. It was a shock to the city. It was a shock to the team. But Lucas thing is a much different animal, a much bigger name, a much better player in all regards, and pretty unique what's happened there. So, but the Gretzky trade, because, again, I'm from Edmonton, so I was there in the city when it went down, and we were all shocked. It's the same sort of deal, and the Oilers took a long time to recover from that one, that's for sure.
Sevy, what's gone wrong? Four in a row, and that's just off of a seven-game win streak. They swept their Western trip. What's gone wrong in these last four games?
Yeah, I was just looking through the notes of last, when I was with the Stars in 98-99, I wanted to see what our record was when we went into the playoffs. And what was happening is in the last 10 games, we were 6-2-1, I believe. It's kind of where the Stars are. We had lost the last two games going into the playoffs. We lost to Colorado and Anaheim, I believe it was. So we were kind of not hobbling in, but waiting for playoffs. And then once the playoffs starts, you turn it around. For the Stars, it's all about the puck possession and defensive coverage. You know, when you're giving up 3+ goals in each of those last four. Like in hockey, the magic number is three, usually. The team that can get to three the most is going to win a lot of hockey games. And the Stars are just coughing it up right now, giving a lot of goals, melting down in third periods. And that, to me, is probably the most problematic thing. And I said this on air the other night. Composure is one of the biggest things. I was with the Colorado Avalanche the year after they won the Stanley Cup, and I was with the Stars the year that they won the Stanley Cup. And the biggest thing with those teams that kind of separated themselves from all the other teams that I had played with is composure. Composure in very important times in a game when things are going awry, things are getting messed up, the bench is going crazy, fans are going nuts, the other team is pushing. You have to have this innate, and it has to come from the guys. The coaches are doing their things, but this has to come from the guys on the bench, from my experience, someone calming it down, relaxing, taking control of the situation, getting the puck out near the end of the game, making a good solid play, but the Stars are scrambling. And that has a lot to do now as we're moving further to the end of the season to do with confidence. And I think the confidence has maybe waned a little bit, especially defensively in that regard. So that's a long-winded answer to say, yeah, they're just not keeping the puck out of the net in real tough times of these games.
Seve, Pete DeBoer said yesterday, essentially, look, I'll take a couple losses if what I get in return is long periods of good playoff-type hockey, which I think we've had the last week. So like if I can get that and I can prep us a little bit, that's the silver lining I'm looking for. Is that, are comments like that, you think, a way to keep them encouraged and keep them from getting too down? Or do you think that's a legitimate thought with him of like, hey, there's some silver lining here. We're getting ourselves prepared, and ultimately it's not costing us because we're not going home yet. This is just a preparation for being a battle-tested team.
Yeah, because ultimately that's it. This is just the precursor to what we're really talking about. At the same time, the coaching staff, like as a coach, you know, and anybody who's a parent out there, you got to judge, like, do you hammer on your kid? Do you back off? Do you hug them? What are you doing? And that's what, and coaches, coaching at the NHL level and professional level is babysitting at the highest level. That's what it is. You have multi-million dollar corporations that you're dealing with. Every player is that. And now you have to find a way to get to them to do what you want to do. So he's going to say, yeah, the positive says, well, that's the right, because you can't yell at them. You're not going to go out and bag them and skate them hard and work them to the bone. You got to say, okay, over two periods, half the game, we did some good things. At the end, we melted down. The problem is I've seen four games of meltdowns. That's the thing to me that's the most problematic for this team and the most concerning is what's happening at the end of the games. And that, because once you get into the playoffs, it gets hectic. It gets crazy. How do they react to it? Who's going to take control? Who's going to make that good, safe play? Are you going to work as five guys out there, not just run around? And that's the problem. They're chasing pucks, moving around, getting excited. They call it cheating, too, when you're trying to score more goals. So at the time when the Stars have been up three goals, they're cheating to maybe get that extra goal instead of making sure to get the puck. They call it off the glass and out. Just a little cheesy play to move it out to alleviate some of that pressure. And that's the thing winning teams do. And hopefully the Stars, who, by the way, if they play the way they can beat the Winnipeg Jets or anybody else in the league. That's the good news for Dallas Stars fans. We believe that a team that they have with the coaching staff, the players, and hopefully we can get Sagan back. Maybe Miro Heiskanen can get back at some point. Now you got your full complement. Nobody in the league can match them when they're playing the best.
Brent Severin joining us here at 105 Through the Fan. So last night, it was, you know, Winnipeg was just so much more aggressive. They were, you know, was there a hangover from that loss the previous night then, do you think?
Winnipeg is good. Like, Winnipeg, when you watch them, and I've been watching them all year, they are so strong defensively. Like, it's playground rules, right? You got to get to the middle of the sandbox, and you got six kids that want that toy, and that's the way it is for them. You got to fight to get to the middle. You got to fight along the boards. They have layers of...
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of help, whether it's the forward or defense. And then when you get through all that, you got this guy named Connor Hellebuck, who was an unbelievable goaltender, if not the best goaltender in the league. And that's, they do this to every team. They did it to the St. Louis Blues, who are a team that are just flying right now. They had 12 wins in a row. Winnipeg went in there and absolutely just did what they did to the Stars and just shut them down. So, yeah, when you look at a team that maybe you want to bet for as a Stanley Cup champion, you look at the way they're playing right now. So I really did like the way the Jets were playing. Yeah, the Stars maybe didn't bring their game, everything they needed, but that's a lot of the reason is because of a big, strong Jets team that just dominated the game.
Do you trust Hellebuck in a big spot? Isn't that the knock on him is the big game? Do you trust him?
You don't know, right? Yes. When I watch what he did all year, yes. And I know last year they bailed out in the first round, but it's a much different team right now, the Jets. There was a couple years ago, Rick Bowness, who coached the Stars, he started to cut some players out of there, some fat, some cancer that they had within the dressing room. So they removed these guys. All of a sudden, that team became stronger. That team became tighter. It's like my team in 98-99. That team was a tight team. And when you have that, they're hard to beat. Hellebuck didn't have that support. So along the ways, and he's very dialed in. They say he's much more focused. He's ready to go. He's been through that. You got to have some scars as well, right? You got to get beat up a little bit in playoffs to understand what to do. And he's learning. Can he melt down and do, yeah. Could he come and steal the show and be the MVP of the playoffs? Yes. That's the great thing. We all restart at the end of this. We restart in playoffs. Every team is at zero. We start to bring it in. We're going to play the Colorado Avalanche. So let's go. Let's put the foil on and get fighting, because this is going to be fun.
Stars analyst Brent Severn joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Seve, before the game against Winnipeg, Wyatt Johnson had said, hey, this will be as close to playoff hockey and a playoff test as we're going to be able to get. After the game, a lot of guys seemed dejected. I know Roope Hintz had talked about, like, we got to find a way to score against these guys and score against this style of hockey. Is that a concern, you think, that is as good as Dallas has been throughout the regular season? Is there a concern about the projectability of that style against, you know, playoff-style hockey?
Yeah, that's where you got to dig in, right? That's what you got to find, because it's no longer going to be, you know, Jason Robertson is not going to have the opportunity just to float around the top of the circles, hang out, get these fluffy little passes and send it to the net. First thing they're going to do is, if I'm playing against Robertson, I'm going to chop his arms as hard as I can and say, you touch the puck, and I'm going to break your wrists off. And then you're going to set that in. Wyatt Johnston, they're going to circle him. There's going to be a big, fat red circle around him. And because he's not a big guy, he's very strong on the ice. He's got this great skill, but you've got to make it tough on him. You've got to make it mean. And that's why I got like Rantanen, Duchesne, Granlund, Marchment. These are the kinds of guys that are going to step up and battle and fight, because that's the way they play. You know, Duchesne, you can see, our most consistent forward. All year, he's been just battling and fighting and working because he understands what's about to transpire. And because of that, he's been one of our best offensive guys. And for playoffs, he's built for it because he's always taking on contact. So, yeah, I'm excited for what they can do. There's so much talent within this team, so much depth. And you never know. If the Stars could get on a roll and keep going, and when they play, if they play the Jets in the second round, be a beauty series, though.
Can they advance far if Jamie Benn doesn't get going?
Everybody has to be going, man. You need everybody. And Jamie Benn, like, there's a lot of things that he does well. You know what I mean? He growls at team. He's a big body. He creates space. So he doesn't necessarily have to be scoring a goal. We would love for him to get points and stuff. Wyatt's got to be going. Roope, that you look at all the top players, that always, in every playoff, it's that second and third tier player that has to chip in at an opportune times to help out. It's crazy how it's such a game, such a team game in the playoffs. Everybody has to be there, from the goaltender back. If there's one or two pieces that aren't missing or they're not contributing, whether it's physically, whether it's not taking penalties, whether it's making a big stop, making a block shot, everybody has to be on board. That's why this, I believe, and you guys cover more sports than I do, this is why I think hockey playoffs are the best, because everybody has to be on board and the intensity is all the way from the money bags all the way down to the fourth liners. Everybody has to be going.
Sevy, appreciate it. We will talk to you as the playoffs get rolling.
Oh, man, I cannot wait. I just sat here since 6 o'clock this morning waiting for this call.
I know you did.
So excited.
I bet you did, man.
Hey, we got to say something. Like, I mean, specifically on the YouTube, I'm looking at it right now. Kid Cowboy, Cam, they're all on there. They were writing Sevy with a bunch of exclamation points when you came on. So they've been waiting for it, too.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. Appreciate having me.
All right. Have a good day,
gents. See you guys.
Have a good one. Brent Severin, Victory Plus, joining us here, 105 through the 10.